Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. This one's a little gross, or bodily frank, anyway. But it's probably happened to all of us. Work in the yard without gloves or don a stiff new pair of shoes, and you're likely to wind up with an unwanted bodily addition, a blister. There are a bunch of ways that blisters are caused, including friction, when something repeatedly rubs up against the skin, as well as allergies and exposure to heat, cold, or irritating chemicals. Blisters are annoying and unsightly bubbles of clear, watery fluid called serum. Ever wondered where all that fluid comes from anyway? When the skin is injured, nearby tissues react by leaking serum, which is intended to act as a natural protection for the skin. So, a blister is technically part of your body's defense mechanism against damage, and they might look tempting to pop, but considering that, is it a good idea to do it? For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke via email with dermatologist Dr. Iram Ilias, who's based near Philadelphia. She says she gets that question from patients all the time. Quote, "The answer overall is yes. It is reasonable to pop a blister for one big reason. The soreness or tenderness that comes from blisters is from the pressure of the fluid in the blister. Until this pressure is released, it will not have a chance to heal. Also, if you don't pop the blister, it might burst on its own anyway from day-to-day activities." She said, "If this happens in an uncontrolled setting, it may put you at a higher risk for infection." So, how do you pop a blister? HowStuffWorks also spoke via email with Dr. Peterson Pierre of the Pierre Skincare Institute in Thousand Oaks, California. He walked us through a few simple steps to achieve the safest outcome possible. First, wash the affected area with soap and water. Then, using a sterilized needle, safety pin, or pair of medical scissors, gently poke the blister. Most of the fluid should leak out easily. If it doesn't, it's not ready to be popped. Next, apply soft pressure to ensure that all of the serum is released. Finally, dress the area with a pressure bandage to prevent fluid from reaccumulating in the blister. This also protects the skin and helps the area heal. Although some doctors recommend applying antibiotic cream, Pierre says to steer clear. Quote, in fact, products like Neosporin can irritate the area. Vaseline or Aquaphor with the bandage is sufficient to provide an environment conducive to rapid healing. It's important to note, though, that during the popping process and in the delicate days after, you shouldn't peel off the thin outermost layer of skin that remains. HowStuffWorks also spoke via email with Beverly Hills-based dermatologist Dr. Zipporah Shainhouse with SkinSafe Dermatology and Skincare. She said, when you release the fluid underneath, the tense blister will deflate and the overlying blister skin will fall like a parachute into the eroded skin beneath and act as a natural bandage. A new epidermal layer will grow and fill in underneath. For those of you not in the frame of mind to pop, she notes that blisters often resolve on their own, provided you prevent further trauma to the area, meaning, for instance, not wearing the shoes that caused the blister until it's healed, and being careful to pick shoes that won't irritate the blister while it heals. Padded bandages or adhesive pads like moleskin can help. Oh, and another important note. This advice about popping blisters only applies to situations where you know what caused the blister in the first place. Ilias said, if you're developing blisters and you don't know why, it's important to see a dermatologist, as there are a number of blistering skin diseases that are autoimmune in origin that may need to be managed with other medications to treat and prevent. Today's episode is based on the article, Should You Pop Your Blisters? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Aaliyah Hoyt. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.